Okay. Excellent. Everybody have the Kleros open in front of them? I'm glad some of you got lunch at least. Take back your time. So get Yashan, bottom of page two. We saw the Mishnah on Ayin Tes and Beis, Machlokes B'Shammai and Beis Hillel. B'Shammai Omrim, let's get a volunteer to read this. Benji,
Sure. Michelle,
yeah, so Machlokes B'Shammai and Beis Hillel, but I get Yashan. What's a get Yashan?
whatever you are meaning after is written.
Yeah, whenever there's yichud after the ksivas, I get. Now, the Gemara says, what is the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So we saw.
What has to be Beis
Yeah. Are we concerned about Gzeira of Gita Kodem Livna? What's the concern of Gita Kodem Livna?
that the same that the get was given and then they slept together and then they had a kid. So granted it's not like moms or anything, but it's still a child born out of wedlock.
So it's actually not that clear. The Gemara says Gita couldn't live, no, that her child postdated the get.
Right.
Now, what's the concern with that? So it's not so clear. Are we worried that we're going to say that it's the father's child, the husband's child, just subsequent to the gerushin?
Yeah.
Or are we saying this could be somebody else's child?
I thought it was the first one.
What?
I thought it was the first one.
We saw some of the Achronim of 2 days about this. Did anybody catch that? Which Achronim?
I think the pre-show.
Yeah, the pre-show says this. So tell us about the pre-show for a second, just to get on the
The pre-show
pretty good Abe.
was the I mean, that's pretty much what I remember from the pre-show, that
Look here on the bottom of page six. Abe, why don't you just take us to that pre-show quickly?
the Oh, should I just read the highlighted one?
Well, he said a Tam Mefurish B'Gemara, Shem Yom Gita Kodem Livna, that the Gemara says. But then he says Perush, he cites Rashi, and then he says Perush.
Here, Shem
Shavlad.
Yom Rim show. Shavlad.
Good. So he has 2 days, whether it's Me'acher business or Me'bailo business. So it's not uniquely, according to the pre-show's reading, it's not uniquely a concern about the child being born from the husband subsequent to Gershon. It would be we don't know the paternity of the child once there's ambiguity about the dating of the get. Somebody see that? We'll see. Yeah, we'll see that it raises other complications also. But my point so far is just that Shem Yom Gita Kodem Livna, Lav Dafka, the child of the husband. Just means there'll be questions now about who the child, who the father of the child was, and whether the child was born within marriage or outside of marriage. Now the Gemara then has two deos about how bad a get yashan is. And so let's go back to Benji, top of page three.
Well, in the soft work today.
What does that mean according to that first day of B'Shem Shmuel? Okay, so everybody agrees that bidyeved to get yashan is kasher, but the question is how bidyeved is it? So according to is the first view, in the, so tell us the second view in the Gemara, and then I want to know which is more kalam, which is more chamur. In this garsha, passive. So what's the difference between those two views?
That if
Which one is a stricter view about the pasulus of a get yashan?
The first is beyond more.
Well, they're both are beyond.
I'm sorry, the first view is more strict.
Yeah, why is it more strict?
Because it implies that if she is not yet remarried, a new get would be required.
Excellent. The first day in the Gemara implies that if she did not yet remarry, she would need a new get. And the only time we're going to look the other way is if she remarried. So the first view says, Im nisei lo seitzei. It's only if she went ahead and got remarried, then we'll say, oh, we're not going to treat her kids as mamzer and motzi laws on them, so we'll say that the get was kosher. Whereas, according to the second day in the Gemara, the moment you use the first get, we're going to look the other way and say tinase lechatchila. She doesn't require a second get before she gets remarried. So you have 2 days in the Gemara here about how seriously we take this idea of the psul of get yashan, according to Beis Hillel. Now let's look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. Let's look at this Rambam very carefully. The Rambam has a few strange formulations. This being one of them. So let's, Kobi, do you want to tell us about the Rambam Pesach Mishnayos?
Sure.
Strictly speaking, the Hezira means that he brought her back to him. I think it's a hifil, right?
Yeah, the Nisha get it, but then the point is that he has the get basically. If one thing that I'll imagine.
So go on. So read that again. Get Yashan, who should cast up la get.
And then he brings her back in.
Okay.
Nisha get it, but he like hold on to get.
Meaning, why is Tevin Ishar get Etzlo?
I'm assuming he gave it to him.
Correct. The husband always had the get. He never gave it. There's never a Mesiris I get.
Of course, the man can give a get. I know it's a time to provide. But after she gave it, he gave it to shape. And then he says he divorced her a second time, which meaning it's not the one you divorced the first time.
Good.
There's nothing about Otto again after. But he gives her that get.
So what's troubling me about the Rambam? Who said that?
Me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, right? Why doesn't it make any sense?
Because I didn't know how to read it.
What?
I don't know.
What else doesn't make sense? You're right. That Gershashanius doesn't make any sense. What else is troubling you? Yeah, what does it mean if Zira Acharkach? There never was a first Gershon. Very strange Rambam, right? If we just had this in Perusha Mishnayos, maybe we could say, okay, it's just a funny formulation. But if you notice, the Rambam seems to have similar formulations in Mishnah Torah, which we'll look at. So what's the issue? Two issues. Number one, get Yashan, who shekasav la get v'hechzira acharkach. What do you mean hechzira acharkach? There never was a gershin. V'nishar agetet, so he never gave the get. So what might you say here? What's the, Josh?
I was like, maybe the actual act of writing the get is in some form like a quasi-divorce because he was like kind of sending her away through the act of writing the get.
That is the sense you get from the Rambam. You get the sense from the Rambam here that there's some significance to the ksivas aget. You know, there's one view in the Tanaim that ksivas aget would be sufficient to apostle Eishas Kohen to her husband. So it's an interesting question about the chashiva simply of ksivas aget. So maybe the Rambam is saying that, look, once you write the get, there's some sort of significance. We saw earlier in the year, Kimek Shanasa Vena Blagarsha, all the more so once you have Ksiva Saget. So there's some thing that happened. There's some significant halachic event, even Kodem Nesina. And that's why it's justified to say, or it's appropriate to say, Hichzira Acharkach. Right? You had Das Lagarish, or there was this initial act of Geirshin, even Kodem Nesina. But then you got back together. Okay, so I think that's probably the best way to read that first clause in the Rambam. And that's consistent with maybe the best reading of the second clause, which is Uchavur Zman Miksiba Saget Ba'achar Shehzira. Again, notice that it seemed like there was something and then they came back together. Girsha Shenis, that language is even stronger, a second Girshin.
It's hard to justify what you have to say is they fully there's full Girshin.
I mean, that's too strong. You might say there was some Maisa Gershin.
But he said Gershin. I mean, that's in itself. But like you just said, they haven't got off. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But Gershin implies that there's a second.
I wonder if the Rambam's thinking that factually, the way Gershin works is you separate. Right? You can't be in the same home anymore. You can't be in the same house anymore. When we got this discussion a little bit, how soon after the get is the wife moving out? It could be that I was envisioning that Girsha means like they separated, like in the sense of Garesha Sama Azos. Not necessarily a Maisa Girshin in the halachic sense. They separated. Then you write a get. Oh, the husband then had Charata, so Hechzira. He brought her back into the home. And then Achar Shehzira, Girsha Shenis, it's almost like a slip of the tongue, that meaning Girsha Shenis is ambiguous between the physical separation versus the halachic Siva Saget. Maybe the Ram here is not even, he's not, so there are two options. If I'm saying the Lomdisha point, that like Siva Saget has some chalos of the beginning of Girsha, even if it was never given, that's one way to read the Rambam. a nechzira with respect to that initiation of the halachic kalos. Or the Rambam saying practically, lemaisa, that de facto on the ground, the facts are you separate. That's the beginning of the gerushin. You write a get subsequent to that. And then hichzira is that he brought her back into the home. So what do I say? Josh?
And the second part, you said like explicitly, like Girsha Shani, then not the model to get also. Like the separation is first, and you give it. It sounded like
the Achar Shani, Girsha Shani is meaning separated again. I just think what would be the second Maisa Girshin? Other than right. It's the same get, nasan lo so I get atzmo. So clearly the second Maisa Girshin could only be the actual separation.
Unless that's just describing what Girsha Shani is. Like it could be that.
Gershashin is Vinna Sama is like Gersh, kind of ignore the Vav, and the Vav is just explicating the sense in which is Gershashin is. That is possible. Yoni and then Josh.
Is it possible to read the Yavagara Hakaf about the woman returning the get? That Pusha Kabla get, he writes a get.
No. Get is Zachar. Get is Zachar. So the Hikzira is clearly him bringing her back in. No. And what?
Hikzira isn't. Email
about her. It's about her.
But it's not her action?
Right, it's he caused, who hichzir osa.
Got it.
That's the Hebrew conjugation.
Okay.
It's like a, I think it's a hifil. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Right, he caused her to return by, he brought her back in. Josh?
Those make sense. Like, meaning if we're separating now, so it's make more sense why we're so concerned about like what other people are seeing. It's more public.
Oh.
At the same time, I'm not really sure why the data on the get really matters. Because like, they separated. Like, it's obvious to everybody that like this voice process. Like,
that's Rashi's point. That you'll look at the get years later, after people forgot when the physical separation is, and you'd want the we'll say, oh my gosh, right? We'll see that a little more soon. We'll say, oh my gosh, wait a second. The date of the get is this. Well.
Oh my gosh, this kid's a junior? Like,
they'll say, yeah. It's weird that they...
Why years later does that like... Okay, I understand at the time you could be concerned, let's say, hey, this kid is comes from an illicit relationship. Like, you know, but years later, the type of thing someone's going to get all worked up about is they figure out the kid's mom. But they come out years later and they figure out...
You're saying, why would that get people so worked up?
Yeah.
Well, let's look at this formulation. I think it was the Chazon Ish had that formulation. Let's look at that for a second. Hey, let's see. Let's look at the Chazon Ish on page 7. Ebenezer Kuf Hei Gimel. Josh, you were asking this question?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you read that line of the Chazon Ish? V'af below Rosh and it's Yachid. Start again in Hebrew. V'af below Rosh. The Zimnin
is
Man Halida. The Man Halida, meaning the yeah.
Yeah. Yada Osman Harayah.
All right. What's the thought here?
We're considering that they'll see the time of the birth. The time of the birth, you can track 9 months and figure out when she got pregnant.
Exactly. Everyone's just going to say, look, we know the get is dated to such and such a date. We know the child was born on such and such a date, right? Do the 9 month calculation and you'll see that the child was conceived subsequent to the get. So I think that's the concern far out, that it's like a tarta disasri to see the child that's born. And then it's, you know, you look at the date of the get and you scratch your head and you say, how'd that work out? But how did that work? Yeah. So the Chazon Ish's point is they don't even need to see a Maisa Yichud to have this issue. Because once you have a Zman on the get, even without anybody witnessing the Yichud, it raises a question about the paternity of the child. Josh, does that help answer your question somewhat?
Yeah, and so I was saying, like, the physical separation being public doesn't matter. Like, the whole clear on that.
Exactly. It's a more objective type of concern, given the inconsistency between the Zman on the get and the date, the birthday of the child. Okay, now I want to just point to another formulation here. When you read the Gemara, you get the sense that this is all just a chashash of laws and we're looking out for the welfare of the child. Isn't that the sense you get from the Gemara? more or less. What? Shami Yom Gita Gita Kodim Lubna from Rashi, that there's a Pagam. What sense do you get from the Gemara then, Ezra? Something more.
I'm not sure, but I really like the Drisha because that makes the, it makes all more sense.
Which part of the Drisha?
That's
from
a different person.
Okay, so
this.
What?
I don't know
that. Same guy, the Drisha and the Prisha, the same same author, both the author of the Sma. He says a short commentary on the tour and a long commentary on the tour. That's why the Prisha is Mekavim's Har La Prisha, and the Drisha, he goes more into it. Mekavim's Har La Drisha, you get more extensive analysis. Now, I think the interesting question to pursue here is whether the Yichud post Ksiva Saget is a more fundamental problem than simply a chash of laws on the child. That, I think, is the most interesting question to pursue. That it's not just a gzeira atu, what people are going to say about the child, but there's some incompatibility with there being a gerushin, or you're supposed to be separated, and yet the couple is living together, having yichud together. So I want to point to a few formulations that bolster or that up the ante of reading the Gemara here. So look, for example, at the Bach, citing Tosos, in Simen Kuf Mem Ches. Good way to remember which Simen this is in Shulchan Aruch, because it's Kamach and Yashan. So I get Yashan. So if you want to remember what Simen is, Simen Kuf Mem Ches. So we have here, Lo Yifta Rim Niskar Shalos Sinase, Pasak, Pain Pasak Arash, Umiyu Perakol Aget, Kosvu Hatosos Hashem Rabin Atam. So what's going on here? Let's see the Chiddush of Tosos at the Bach sites. Zeb, did you get a chance to see this? You didn't see it? You want to take a stab at it?
So, right, you shouldn't get married to the Havila.
That's what the Gemara said, right? Because Gemara, Benji told us, it's only in the Chathila, 2 days in the Gemara. How the Chathila is it that you shouldn't give the get, or that you shouldn't, even if you got the get, you shouldn't remarry?
Right, and that's even though there's only even.
Well, Tosfos is saying that's limited. The Gemara's case is limited to a case where all we know about is mere yichud. They're back in a room together. They're maybe sharing the same home. Aval.
Aval, if Baal, or
Baal.
Baal. Mashmah, they don't get at all.
Okay, so what's that?
So it's definitely bia, so therefore it's not a get at all.
Yeah. So the suggestion here is that the get yashan that you get in the Mishnah on Dafayin Tes and Simen Kuf Mem Ches, it's Din L'Chatchila, that's talking about a case where all we see is Yichud. But let's say we knew that there was bia subsequent to the Ksiva Saget Kodem Nesinasa. There we say the get is definitely no good. So that's a really striking point, because that means that the idea of get yashan, that there's intimacy or some act of isha subsequent to the ksivas I get, undercuts the get. When the Gemara gives you this power of formulation, oh, it's just in the chatchila, that's just because all that happened was a power of relationship between them, mir yichud. But if we know that there was something more of the heart of Isha, the Maisa Bia, then the get's puzzle. It's not a get bichlal. Because Bia, Kodem Nesina Saget, is inconsistent with there being a get. Anybody see that? I think that basically raises the stakes of what's going on at a get Yasha. It's closer, it's almost like Lana Yima Bapundiki. But here in the sense that's Mevato the get, Kodem Gerishin. And they might say, why, we have to look into this, but why would this be Mevato the get? But it's very striking that you have this view of Tosfos here. Okay. Benji, you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh?
Yeah. I think when you get to it, like, I think it works really well with the post one, like, what's the Yerushalm on Day Yashim also, because like, you could ask the same thing, what's the problem with, if the get hasn't been given yet, what's the problem with them, let's say, having relations after the Kativa?
Right.
You just see the Natino, what's the, like, right after, what's the problem? Something along these lines.
Yeah, good. We're going to look at that. Rumi, is that a hand?
No.
Okay. Let's look at, I want to just mention the Rambam. The Rambam that we'll have here on Tes Chaf Hei. So the Rambam's really, he's doing a lot of work on the sugya here. I have it highlighted. The Rambam comes up in a few places. Let's first look at this formulation, tes chapei. Rafi, did you get a chance to prepare the Rambam in tes chapei?
No, I can look at it.
You can look at it?
Yeah, I mean, I can read it for mine.
Sure, read it for us. So what's going on here?
So they have meetings with each other after he said to her that he's going to write.
After he said to her?
After it was with the guy.
To them? Right. To whom?
The couple. Or maybe not handwriting,
Benji, you want to help him out?
He didn't have the sofa.
Yeah. There's zichur between the husband and wife after the husband said to the edim and to the sofer, lichto v'lachtom, v'litein la. What? Whoever it is that he's giving the instructions to write the get. So what's the din? If so he gives it here, so here, you can think of all these different stages. In one case, we have, in the lanima pundiki, you have nesina saget, full divorce, then yichud. In the case of get yashan, you have a ksiba saget, right, with a chasima. So the get itself is complete. It's just missing the nesina, but you have yichud in between. Yichud subsequent to the creation of the get, prior to the nesina. Rambam now introduces a new case. When does the yichud happen in this case?
Before anything happened.
Yeah, so all you did was instruct the Edom and the Sofer. Nothing happened yet. But you didn't create the get yet. So the Rambam's kind of moving the timeline a little earlier. And he says, what's the rule in that case? If there's Yichud after you have the Tzivoy to the Sofer. We'll talk later on in the year about what the Tzivoy, the significance of the Tzivoy of the Sofer is. Everybody agrees that you need a Sofer can't write a get on his own. You need a Das Habal, you need a Tzivoy. Question is that it's in Shlichut and Lishma. We'll get there. What does that mean, Rafi?
So they can't go through with it.
They can't go through with it, meaning what? They ought not write the get. Good. Right. How does the Rambam know this? It's a chiddush.
The Kal Vachomer Advarim, Hadavarim, Im Hagesh Nikhin La Udidah, Vishnitziyah, Enima Nitzal Haget, Shema Baal Kal.
Shema Baal.
Shema Baal. Kal Vachomer, Lazeh Shalom Nitzal.
So what's the Kal Vachomer?
It's a Kal Vachomer from the get. Being a puzzle, if they have yichud and it was already written, so if it's not written, then I guess it's also, it wouldn't go through in the same way that it won't go through if they had yichud in the other case.
So what's the case? What's the kal case? Ima get shenitan al yada shenisyafed ima nifsal haget shema baal. What's that case?
Well, he gave it to her and then they had yichud together.
So what case is that? Well, what case is that? What? Sounds like Lani Mopundiki. Yes? Yes, everybody okay with that? We all agree it's Lani Mopundiki? Okay. Kal Vachomer, Lazeh.
Kal Vachomer, Lazeh,
Shalom.
And Kal
Vachomer,
to this case, wasn't even written yet.
Okay, Vim Kasu.
The Vim Kasu, Vinatnu, La, Akher, Chintiyaki, Ma.
Okay. Ready to go to the Rambam? Yeah. We have to go over the Kal Vachomer. We have to go over the Kal. We have to go over the Chomer. There's a lot of issues here in the Rambam. And we're not, all the Nos HaKelim are upset with this. And the Ramban's upset with this. The Rashba's upset with this. So let's start with the kal. What's the claim? Josh?
I mean, we're talking about this in that sugya, like what exactly happens? Is it that the get is puzzle? Is it that they're like really married again? So he's saying once you give the
what then? What was the conventional wisdom on the sugya in Lana Ima Pundagi?
I mean, the simplest way to explain it is you're getting remarried. Right.
That was Romy's preference.
Right.
But it seems, I mean, the Pashup Shama Sugya is that it's a new mice, Eide Yichun, Heide, and Eide Bia.
Right.
Right? But, Chazakan in the most of Bilas, Bilas Nos. It's a new mice. And by the way, whose language was very strange in the interpretation of that Sugya?
The Rambam's.
The Rambam's language. Right? Didn't Rambam have some very strange formulations?
Ke'ilu something.
Right, it's Ke'ilu. Ke'ilu Hifzira. Right, but my idea was that it's not actual a new Maisa Kedushin, right? And then here the Rambam's telling us, Big Chedesh, Teschafe, that Lani Yom Pundaki, in fact, what happened there?
What happened is that the original get was for no good.
Nifsal Haget. Nifsal Haget? What do you mean Nifsal Haget? I thought the whole point there is that the get was kosher and there's a new Maisa Kedushin. Wasn't that the Pashup Shah on the Sugya? So here the Rambam seems to have dropped a hint that actually there was really some sort of chisaron in the Gerushin now that they had Yichud subsequent to the Nisinas Haget. Josh?
You read it as the get, I thought when I first read it, the get was given to her Yichud, Shenitana, Liadash, Shenigya, Edima. In that case, Nisal Haget. Not, we were reading it as Shenitana, Liada. And
what case are you envisioning?
He gave her the get when they were like, it's not like that he gave the get and then they're running on the get afterwards. Like that when he gave the get, they were in Yifa, and then
I mean, it's like the Rugachever idea. The Tzavas Panech distinction was the difference between the case where the get was given before there was any separation and a case where the get was given with separation, blah blah blah, and then there was a reunification later.
Can't be that because there were no Edom.
Well,
couldn't be that because there were no Edom. The case that I'm saying is that the get was given like in a situation of Yichud. That's not really.
That's the Rugachever's case, right? Where they're still. You're saying that they're like they never separated. Kavachomer Darmi Maget Shanita. I think look just semantically or syntactically. Im Haget Shanita Maliyada. That's how I read it. If you have a get that actually reached her hand, that becomes disqualified through Yichud. All the more so this one, which is not written. I think it's the cleanest reading.
Yeah, no, it is.
But Rumi, do you agree that Rami here seems to be saying that Lani when Pundiki passes the get?
Yeah.
Nice, right?
Well,
I mean,
it is certain.
In what sense is it not nice?
Using that,
I don't
know. It's not what we thought, I guess.
But if the diak is correct, it sounds like there's some sort of chisaron in the gerushin, right?
Yeah.
I think that strengthens that reading of the earlier sugya. Okay, so that's the kal issue. The kal's not so kal, not so simple. Right, that's the kal case. What's the chomer? L'zash lo nechdav. Okay. Im kasvo, Rafi, im kasvo v'nasnula. What's the problem with the chomer? Benji, tell us the problem.
If that original bia can be like a new bia fusion, because they're not even yet divorced, because there's no new bia to get.
That's definitely true. You're saying there's a problem in the logic.
Yeah.
If you think the Lani Yom Pundaki is about new Maisa Kedushin,
right.
Maybe the Rambam just told us that it's not really about
right.
That.
Wait, so what are you asking?
Are you saying there could only be one problem, and it's the only problem is the one that you suggested? Maybe there's another problem with the Omer. You see another problem? Ezra, do you see a problem? Rami?
Well, in the Gemara, it makes sense, they're not the work.
What?
Doesn't the Gemara
make
sense, they're not the work?
Which Gemara?
The Gemara of Get Yashan?
Well, this is not a case of Get Yashan, because Get Yashan, the Get's already written.
Yeah,
here, you just all you had is a tzivui to the Edom and the Sofer. Well, what is the Rambam, Benji?
Shouldn't it just be a normal case of a get? You know, you've been in the opposite of her for 10 years now. And then, you know, it's written, it's signed, and it's given to her. And then she's divorced. So it's a pretty standard case of a get.
Well, here there is a problem. There's an interruption between
the two. So then there's something.
Notice the difference in these two phrases. A no get. And a nifsal get.
Nifsal
get means it's not a get or what? What does eno get mean in the Rambams?
It's not a get at all.
It's not a get at all. Midaraisa meaning that both midaraisa and midarabanan is not a get. Correct? So tell me, now think to the Kabbalah Chomer. Well?
Make a Kabbalah Chomer and just try to work it out. Make a Kabbalah Chomer and
well, to put it in more formalized language, you could say sometimes it's dio min ha din leos kenidon, meaning when you have a kavachomer. So here's a classic kavachomer. If I could lift weights that are 20 pounds, I could lift weights that are 10 pounds. Good kavachomer, right? Because one is a pure subset of the other. The problem here is I'm saying, let's see, if in a case where there's yichud, the get is pasul midrabanan, then in our case it's pasul midaraisa. At most, the Ram should be able to get a psul drabanan. How could he get a psul daraisa out of a kavah chomer from a disanalogous case? That's what the Rishonim are all upset about, Josh.
Right, but a simple answer would probably just be that if the darabanan is the shema baal, actually baal, then it would be daraisa. So like
Second case, it's just yichud also.
Okay, but I'm saying to solve the derban and the derisa problem, the Rambam is saying he's implying that there is a derisa in the first case.
Interesting. You're saying if you go in the direction, if you think lana ima puntiki, that if we knew there was bia, analogous to what the Bach was citing from Tosos, with respect to get yashan. Okay, that's interesting. So that's a chiddush. The Rambam knew. You'd say. You want to suggest that you had it's very radical what you're saying.
Well, it says Nisal get Shema Ba, right?
It's a very big Kiddush. You're saying that in the case of Lani Yuma Pundiki, it gets Batal Midaraisa after the Nisina Saget. It's a very big Kiddush.
Well, Kigilu, maybe it's Kigilu then, that's not the way something.
Okay, but then I don't know what you're saying once you say it's Kigilu.
Well,
My daughter just asked me, she said her teacher told her you're not supposed to say like. She wanted to know why you can't insert like into sentences.
What's your purpose?
Right, and now I think it's just confusing. Because everything is ki'ilu, you don't know what's being said.
If the like itself connotes like... if the like itself connotes that something is not actually something but is similar to it, then it's useful. The problem is the like obfuscating your actual meaning.
Right. It's confusing because you don't know if it is
obfuscate. It's like, so when you insert things that can conceal the truth,
right? Like, for example, I don't know if you're leaving shear or you're like leaving shear. Thank you. I like a good shear. So that's once you say kilu, it's complicated. It just obfuscate somewhat. But does everybody see the issue with Ram? Ram not only is he telling us, not only is he extending the din from Lanima Pundaki to something that's even earlier than Get Yashan, and from a tziva, the Tzivoy Habal with a subsequent Yichud, the Rambam wants to go so far as to say that the Get is not just Pasul Midrabanan in that case, but the Get is Pasul Midaraisa. In a case where there's yichud between the tzivoy to the baal and the sofer and their actual writing of the get. Okay. So it's a problem. There's an interpretive question with it. Just how did Rambam know this or what validates his reading if the kavah chomer is no good? He's going from a case of drabanan to infer a do raisa din. What I want us to focus on for a second is just the halachic conclusion that we're trying to figure out. What does yichud do subsequent to gerushin, subsequent to preparing the get, blah blah blah, right? That's what we're looking at, get yashan and loni mapuntaki. And here the Rambam is telling us, almost analogous to what we saw in Tosos, different way than Josh is saying it, the Rambam is telling us that there are actual cases where a yichud could midoraisa disqualify the get. In his new case of yichud la'achar tzivui le'edim l'sofer. Rami, look.
Yeah, why can't you just say that if you're farther along the process of this, not, maybe it's not fully got out, and I'm saying it's a mistake, but why can't you just say if you're further along the process of getting divorced, then something like Yichud will set you back a little bit? So therefore, Loni Mapuntaki, because of marijuana, if you're going through the whole process, you just did it to good afterwards.
1000% you could say that. I think it's a very nice way of making sense of the Rambam, meaning once the gerushin is chal, it's harder to mess it up. So that most of you got the Rashba.
Yeah.
I agree. But I think that's really important. So say your point a little more carefully.
I don't know. Just meaning what makes the gerushin puzzle is that you haven't, maybe it's like what we're saying before, you're like doing half a gerushin. If you don't complete the issue and you go back on it, then you're...
You can only wind the clock back a little bit. All right.
It's like if you've done a full integration, then you go back a little bit, so then it's like less in between married and unmarried,
right,
than if you, you know, tell them where to get, and then you...
Right. So the way I would conceptualize this is that we're charting the stira between a Maisa Ishus and a Maisa Gershin.
Yeah.
Yichud is
trying to take that thing
idea. Well,
yeah.
Maisa Yichud, Koshin is Yachde Ima, is a Maisa Ishus. Siva Saget is a Maisa Gershin. And the halacha is not going to allow the two of those things to coexist. And we have a series of halachos that reflect that. So take the most extreme case where you have what appears to be a complete Maisa Gershin. Okay, maybe it's missing a Shiluach, but right. In terms of the ksiva and the sinas I get, that's full. Then you have Lana Ima Puntaki, and the Rambam's telling us Nifsal I get. Right. Or if you're a Chisaron Shiluach, where it's Kilu Hechzira, etc. Constructive new marriage. So you have a full Gershin, or what appears to be a full Gershin, that's somehow attenuated, diminished, vitiated by the Maisa Ishus of Yichud. Okay? Now wind back the clock and let's go to the smallest Maisa Gershin, i.e. a mere tzivoy to the Edom V'Sofer. And then you have a Maisa Ishus, the Siachet Ima. So the Maisa Ishus is Mevatel, the Maisa Gershin. Legamri. So that the Rambam is telling us that it's Eino Get. If the Edom and the Sofer were to go and write the Get, that Get doesn't have Das, it doesn't have the Gushpanka, it doesn't have the approval of the Baal to go forward with Gershin. Why? Because he did a Maisa Ishus that interrupted the initiation of the Gershin. Please, I think it's a good, really nice way of thinking about it. Now, let's talk about the middle case for a second. Let's talk about the case where the Get was fully written, fully signed, but not yet given. That's the middle case, correct? What happens then? Get yashan. What do you know about get yashan? So we saw this today. We saw if it's a mere maisa yichud, then what? According to Beis Hillel. Okay, lo sinasi l'chatchila. Lo sigari shvo l'chatchila. Depending which day in the Gemara you have. Nifsal l'chatchila. What if you had a ma'isa bia? La'achar sivas aged v'chasimasa kodem nesinasa. Well, Tosa says. The Bach. I mean, Tosa says that would destroy the get. That would undercut the get altogether. Why? Because there, maybe you're pariv on the ma'isa. It's an in-between ma'isa gershin, right? You have a... But the Maisa Isha, a strong Maisa Ishus, would be Mevata of that. A weak Maisa Ishus would only put the brakes on El Chatchila. So Mir Yichud Lo Sigarish Bo. Bottom, I said, yeah, boom, that destroys the get altogether. I think it's very nice here that you could almost chart the different levels of inconsistency between a Maisa Gershin and a Maisa Ishas, depending on how strong either the Maisa Gershin is or the Maisa Ishas. Rami.
The finish, though, is that it blurs the it may be said that different parts of the process of Gershin are different strengths of actual divorce.
Right.
I mean,
Is that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't have to be wrong, but it is crazy, yeah.
Why is that crazy?
No, because I don't think anyone thinks that you do anything by writing a get. It might be problematic for other reasons, but I don't think the idea that, like, oh, if you do the first step, you say something, and, like, you're trying to get divorced, and you have it written, you're, like, a little more divorced, and, like, you're just trying to up your percentage.
Well, I'm going to say divorce. I'm talking about Maisa Gershin. Like, how strong is the commencement of the Maisa Gershin?
Well, that's an even bigger thing, because they're actually saying you are divorced, just how strongly.
Well, there's some element of Maisa Gershin wrapped in here.
I guess what I'm saying is you're blurring the line between what means to be divorced and what means to be married.
That's true.
There's not a point at which, there is a point at which it's more complete. But there's not a single point at which you're divorced or not divorced.
Right.
Which I guess fits with the whole
thing. Meaning, so I think if you look at this,
but that's a good idea.
Well, it's just what?
It's a good idea, but it's kind of crazy.
It's a good idea, but it's crazy. In what sense is it a good idea? In what sense is it crazy?
It's a good idea. I think when I actually capture, I think it's intuitive and compelling. Like, it seems like, yeah.
And why is it crazy?
And it's crazy because I think the whole notion of you give a get, you call it a state of pizza, so the Gemara is very, put a lot of emphasis on that. The Gemara probably been going on, like all those kinds of
things. Where's the Gemara put a lot of emphasis on that?
Okay, maybe I can't.
What?
My sense of it.
Where does your sense come from?
Making the first couple of problems, I don't know.
Yeah, it's your sense of the first block of program is what? What sense you got?
Okay, I'll get out of there. But
you're going to get out of there and say what?
I might be misguided, but I think that whatever. But you know what I'm saying, right?
I have no idea what you're saying.
You know that both people in the world think that Gavishin has give a get, it's very...
No, I give a share on Shabbos about some of the stock things we saw last year. Talking about whether it's stuck. I was trying to make the case a little bit that taxes, there's an argument that maybe taxes, if you're paying taxes, then your taxes go to support aniyim.
How is my son?
Oh my. You weren't here last year. But yeah, that's a problem.
My sister's over here.
Yeah.
What?
What?
It's about the need of the aniyim.
That was a recurring theme last year. Thanks for driving the point home. It's an interesting question, right? So whether your taxes count, and then someone says that in the street, it's like, but wait, stucca is, we all know that stucca is the voluntary stuff that you give after taxes to aniyim. Like literally after, I'm like, you just made that up. Or how do you know that? Like, what do you mean? We all know that. So what?
That's what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. That everybody thinks. Who cares what everyone thinks? If it's not the then, it's not the then. That's the same.
Right.
Of course, if you're making a point that teaches the whole world a new way to think about something, then that's a big deal. So the fact that people thought something else matters a lot. It's like your whole motivation for Pshara was the classic from guy. It's really important. Oh, who cares what he thinks? That, of course, it matters.
I don't understand what you're saying. It sounds like you're saying this is a really important thing to develop because underappreciated in the world. That's what I take away from your comment. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
So Romy's son is really important. And Abe's walking out.
Good
to you. And Ezra is just trying to make sure we don't spend more than a week on it.
No, actually, it's funny. I think about
I don't think this is the first time we see what
you think it is. Okay, I get it, right?
Well,
you think this is a big
thing. Thank you for interrupting me.
I think this is, I just think this is what emerges from the analysis of the SIGGYA, right?
I think once we add it, yeah.
And you don't think this is what emerges from the question is, is it compelling in the SIGGYA? If it's not compelling in the SIGGYA, no,
I think it is.
Well,
I think
it is sometimes. When you,
I think SIGGYA is 80% fair. Can we go into that?
Yeah, we will. We have to learn that whole SIGGYA first.
I say because.
Well, we have to get into that SIGGYA to do a problem.
Being brought up in like a process of like
right. So, we can't do everything at the same time.
Okay.
Right. So the thought here is that there are these different stuff that trigger different dinim, right? There's kumishon demagarsha, tibayim sofer, tibaksima, tamli yada, shigula.
Right. I think we made a pretty good case that at least some of these really care for it. Kumishon demagarsha spent a lot of time on. That's clearly does something.
Shigula spent a lot of time on. As your point, yeah, we just kind of waded into Tzivoy Leidim El Sofer. We have to figure out, and Tzivoy Leidim is obviously related to Shibula, but it's not, to my mind, this is an obvious picture that there are different stages of Gerushin, and do they all trigger new dinim? Or
so far, we've seen the interesting nafkamina that what happens when there's Yichud,
let's say Yichud over here, right? Lachar Nitzin El Yada. We spoke about Yichud over here, correct?
Well, let me put it even sharper. I'm going to say that Tzafnas Paneach in the Rambam.
Remember this? Because he said, here, you don't even need him. That sound familiar?
Tzafnas Paneach, that you don't even, that's that itself, the fact that there was no shiluach is that there is a renewed ma'aseh nesu'in. That was the toughness panas observation.
Subsequent to shiluach, maybe that's even money or a pundiki in the topic then.
Right? That's the
pundiki.
They were separated and they're back together again in the pundiki. Now, between Ksiva and Nesina, that's the question of Get Yashan. Correct? Sorry, before after Ksiva and Chasima, before Nesina, that's the issue of Get Yashan. Of Ayin Tas. Yes?
Now, the significance of Get Yashan, you really have 2 days in the Gemara about whether it's just the Din Lechatchila. Pashukat, everybody agrees on Lechatchila, but then we have the Bach citing Tosos. That if there's Bia, it's going to possible to get all together. We call that a strong Maisa Ishus. Yes? As an indication of the in between the stage 2 and 3, Beis and Gimel, the Tzivoy Le'idim V'Sofer, you have the Rambam's Kiddush, that Yichud be Mevatel to get. That's the Kal V'Chomer, right? Yeah, I think it's very clear that these seem to have different dinim of Gerushin. Now, again, the overall theme is a stira between the Maisa Isha versus the Maisa Gerushin. And the Maisa Isha, so far, all we've seen is, I think, Yichud and Bia, right, as the two different things of, let's hear Yoni Josh and then Romy.
I forget to say that exactly. Maybe you could say that excluding Erva Dabar or Isha Ra, that we try to keep the marriage together and we try to like encourage them to work out and not get divorced. Right?
Zivagishan, Zivagshani.
Zivagishan.
Yeah, it seems like we generally.
So then everything that we're saying now would also be in line with that. Like if we're only saying that it's incremental steps to divorce, if it's not as serious, meaning it gets more and more legitimized throughout the stuff from divorce, but there's still like a way out and to keep marriage intact. And also the Ishus category that we give it is stronger than the
Well, Master Grishasa is maybe saying that there's a mitzvah, even lachar, even when the whole thing is done.
Right. But I'm saying even before that first Gerushin, there's all these like ways out still keep marriage intact with the interview or anything like that. So it makes sense, like
I
don't have a problem with that.
I understand
they are increasing in severity. That like through the first core set until actual shilua, you could still say, like, Yichud or Bia, and they're still there.
It's interesting. You're saying that halacha is like, it's a gravitational pull back into the marriage.
that you said it's kind of weird that like the process of divorce has different levels of severity, and it's like weird that like some are lighter than others, but to me that makes sense because we're trying to keep marriage intact. So until like actually finalized, it's kind of like building up to the divorce. We try to keep them away from it.
Interesting. It's an interesting theory. It's the gravitational pull back into the orbit of marriage.
Nothing kids. Is it possible to conceptualize it a little differently? Like right now,
No. This is the only way.
Just a little, we're left.
No other possibility out there. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Instead of having these like incremental stages and like shiloh at the end, I would have said more like.
She lost not the end because you have Master Ushasa.
Okay,
fine. Nisei Slater. Nisei Slater.
And he's like, what I was going to say is,
Nisei Slater and then like with children.
Sorry, go ahead.
What I was thinking is more that all of these things together are just one long, prolonged shiloh. It's not so much that we're doing like might the Hishmitzes in between, it's just get, like from the psukim, like get is just part of a longer process of shiluah. Like this whole thing is just one process. It's not the shiluah of the end stage. And at any time during it, you might mess up the shiluah with like a lack of shiluah.
Maybe. It's interesting. Look, the language of gerushin itself really is, again, like from the language of garisha sama zos, like separation.
Right.
And I think it's interesting to think of the.
Like speaking about the get, making the get, like giving the get, separating it all.
It's interesting. Nothing of lagarsha. Yeah, as degrees of shiluah. You want to think of it in those terms. It's interesting. Romy and then Josh. And then we have to look at the Rambam on Gimel Hay.
Are you opposed to saying that thing, the way that Yoni formulated it, that about the degrees of...
Well, I thought Yoni was saying is that this is a way to pull you back into the marriage.
I know, but I mean, the first point that the idea is completely degrees of like what percentage, right? Like 10% of
what? What Josh was just saying?
But the idea that
gerushin, these are just stages of gerushin.
And you're like getting more.
I'd have to think of the benefit of thinking, right? I'd have to think of the benefit of thinking of formulating in those terms. Just there are different stages. Is it?
Back up the stages, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, there's different. Look, it's saying, are you, you might want there to just be thresholds for certain things. Like, you know, there's this stage that triggers these dinim. I don't know if there's a benefit from saying that there, everything is just like a degree of one big process. Well, you could, again, I need to think more critically about what the nafka mina would be between those two different conceptualizations. Right? Like, let me give a parallel. You say, like, well, are you a freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior? Or are you 50% graduated, 75% graduated, 80% graduated? You might say.
All the things are true.
Well, you might say you're 0% graduated until you're graduated. Right? I don't know if there's a benefit to, you know, making things into degrees of.
So I think that vision is like this Rambam, and that kind of language suggests that there are degrees, right? Because otherwise, why are you saying the idea that you could, that we
look, I think on the marriage side, we saw, look, Zivagrishan, Zivagshani, Irisin, Nisuin, Islay Banamimena, Laslay Banamimena. I clearly think there's degrees of Ishas. Right, but I think it's still kosher to say that at Shiduchin, maybe there's no degrees of Ishas.
Right.
Maybe you want to say there's a little degree, maybe there's a groundwork for Ishas. I think you should have to figure out what the benefit of thinking it in those terms is versus saying, look, there are just these elements and how many elements are there versus the degrees thing. I'm not opposed to it, I just want to think about it more. Josh, you get the last word in this discussion.
Yeah, just to clarify, when that point about like how you're like 25-50% graduated, would that, to bring the analogy back here, we say, because let's say in some of the earlier cases, let's say ain't no get, and then it slowly moves to, let's say, the get having more effectiveness, turning into like, let's say, nifsal get, and then eventually the shinua, we say, oh, the get even works.
Yeah, but you're remarried.
Yeah, like would that would that support the claim that like you're 25-50% divorced? So
I'm not sure. You're saying the mere fact that there's like that seems like a scale.
Yeah, a scale of, you know, how it's the same. Let's say you would say the question is though.
Yeah, I guess
how strong is the garrison or how strong right. is the get first?
I guess you would just have to say that certain dinim depend on these different degrees.
It's an unusual way of talking. You don't want to upset the usual way of talking too much. The usual way of talking is that once the get is given,
it's not the din.
Meaning, I think it's strange to say that the isher esh es ish depends on being 75% divorced. That's a weird way of talking.
Yeah, okay.
I think the cleanest thing to say is that look, the isher esh es ish just depends on the sinus I get.
Yeah. Like, I think you're right. Like, if you're right, then you're wrong. Because I say that they're certain, if Chazal has this like way that they conceive of the relationship, where they say, okay, like at this point, like because of the Maisa issue, there's something, you know, there's some rupture going on with the divorce. And you could say that, oh, the institute, let's say, this all again here because they think it's a problem. But they can't, let's say, by shiluach, let's say they can't. The get works, and if they choose not to institute something, then nothing clear. But what I mean to say is that you can say what you're saying now. It's if get goes through, and nobody's going to disagree with that, and still say that Chazal, let's say, can choose at certain points to make it not work midar banan because they think the relationship there's some issue in the tension between Yerusha and Yerusha.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting way of thinking about it. A little hesitant to embrace the paradigm.
You're still saying midor right that they get it.
Yeah, but there's some midra banan thing that's infringing on that for now.
Yes.
Because why?
Because like if there's, let's say, yichud, that's intention to the garrison. So Chazal is going to say, all right, if you're earlier on,
we're putting the brakes on.
Yeah, earlier on in the garrison process, that tension is stronger, and there's a problem with that.
Yeah, better... I think it's an interesting way of thinking about it. I'm not all in yet, but I want to think about it more. All right. Good stuff.
What do we say the difference between Yehud versus Bia when we apply?
In the Bach?
Yeah.
The Bach said that explicitly in the case of a get Yashan, that according to Tosafot, that there's Bia subsequent to Ksiva Saget, that would hassle the get. Not simply. Correct. Yehud would make it, L'chatchila, you shouldn't use it, but B'diavad would be kosher. But not if there's Bia.
You could pay that not of like percentages.
You guys are really all on board for this percentages thing. Well,
it's
semantics, right? The percentages thing.
I'm hoping to see that this is 10% divorce.
But thresholds is right. Thresholds, what I'm is
thresholds, but that's yeah. Even not even that if you're at the third stage, and that only deal would work in terms of making the damage now versus you could like.
Right. That was the more you get into Gershon.
I thought it also could be something like a lot of the person that had already at stage six wouldn't want to do or would think more considerably about the Yehud because he's like on one step away from the book.
But Lemaisa, the Bia seems to upset it. The Bia seems right, to disqualify that.
Like a single act of giving casual.
Yeah. Well, let's go a little further. So let's look here on page 11. The Rambam in Gerushin Gimel Hay. Let's get Romy. Why don't you read this for us? Misha Kasav Galagar Sishta, Nimlach Velo Gersha.
Misha Kasav Galagar Sishta, Nimlach Velo Gersha, Mizaki Dima Acha Shekatua. So someone writes his wife again and then changes his mind and then Mizaki Dima.
That's interesting, the Nimlach Velo Gersha, right?
Yeah.
It seems like the Rambam's conceptualizing get yashan as a change of mind, right? This is our own paskening get yashan. He's paskening the get yashan segunayin test.
I think that's obvious from the initial read of the
Gemara. Could be the thought
I
is
pick up on that
there's Rambam thinking that get is always
3 years later, like.
That's Rashi's Kiddush. Rashi said that. Yeah. Gemara itself didn't have 2 to 3 years later. See, the Bach says that Rashi doesn't make any sense. Rashi, he says that 2 to 3 years, that you'd have other psulim, that's a psul of a get muktam. That whether you could have a get that is a day off from the gerushin.
The Bach thinks the whole Chiddush of a Get Yashan is really the same day. If you had Yichud on the same day, but the date is still the same. Because otherwise you might have a pressure of Get Mukta, which we'll talk about. So the Rambam's passing there. He does that, Benimlach below Girsha, right? And then what? Vinis Yached Ima? So is that just... Right, so notice, I think that's very consistent with my schematization of a stira between a Maisa Ishas and a Maisa Gerishin. What it means to write a get is that you are Nimlach Lagarish. What it means to have a Yichud is Nimlach Shalolagarish. So it's just built into these types of relationships. Like, are you in or are you out? You write a get, you're out. You're in a Siyachid, you're in. Somebody died out there? What happened?
A dog.
So what's the din? So you write a get in the Nimlach Velo Gersha, in the Siyachid Ima. Go ahead. Whoa. So here's where the Rambam does the same thing that he did in Perisha Mishnayis for Get Yashan. There never was a Maisa Gershon the first time. And here again, he says, Lo Yagarshena, but also I get Pa Macheres. What does it mean, Pa Macheres? Kisha Yirtza Lagarish. What?
There was an original Das Lagarish.
So we had two ways of reading the Rambam Perisha Mishnayis. Was it a Lumdisha point that Ksivas I get Das Lagarish is itself the beginning of Maisa Gershon? And then the Rambam saying the second act of Gershon would be when you give the get. Or is the Rambam saying that there's an expectation that once you're writing the get, you're already separated?
I think the same
suffix you have over here, right? Lo yigarshen boso aget pa macheres. Although I think the difference here is that in Mishnah Torah, it's clear that lo yigarshena goes together with boso aget. Right, don't send her out with that get. So it sounds like it's talking about a maisa, like the lumdisha point of the halachic status of gerushin. No, but we all agree this is pretty jarring, right? Lo yigarshena pa macheres. There never was an original maisa gerushin.
Not based on what we said.
Well,
it's not jarring based on that.
I mean, the lumdisha point that there was some sort of maisa gerushin in virtue of the das lagarish.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Okay. I don't know, yeah.
Well, tell me what you're saying.
Meaning, if you're saying what we just said, about the notion of basically, yeah, anything that's part of the process of divorce, like if you're attempting divorce and you fail,
okay.
You do a second one.
So the ksivas I get is a maisa gershon, even though it wasn't given. So that's fine. Okay, so the Rambam's viewing, in your view, the Rambam perceives the ksivas I get as a maisa gershon.
I think it's an attempt at a gershon.
Yeah, okay. So Pamacheres means the first time was an attempt and now you're attempting again. Okay. So you have two diyukim here. Again, the Pamacheres, and we have the Nimlach that he's good. To my mind, he's viewing the Maisa Yichud as a change in heart. Okay, go on. Vim Gir Shabosa Aget.
Vim Gir Shabosa Aget. Ayashim Harizim Gureshe. Itinash Bum Chatfila.
The Ram is passing our Gemara. The Ram is passing our Gemara. Niskar Shabbos Aget. He's passing the day that once you're migureshes tinase lechatchila, the Morkal Deya. You shouldn't use it, right? I mean, he started off saying lo yigar shenaboso aget. You shouldn't divorce her with that get. You shouldn't. The Rav and Ishirim suffic here whether the Rambam is saying it's Asur to. Maybe it's like Asur to use this get. What? Yeah. See, he wants to medayek the language of Lo Yigarish means Lash and Isser. Okay, I think it's Mechtesi. How do you know that Lo Yigarish means don't? But okay. Now here's the important line. I mean, everything's important, but. So Vim Gir Shabosa Aget Hayashan Harizim Megurasha. So Tinasi Bolachatchila Share. What does he mean? So what do you find interesting here?
What?
To you. I mean, I think that he's basically saying that, well, of course, if you're working, I mean, of course, he should be allowed to get remarried. He should be allowed to get remarried in the get because he gave the get. Meaning, yes, it failed originally, but meaning he actually gave a get the get this time. But he meant to do it.
Say more.
He did homeland security. Technically problematic because we don't like when people, you know, change their mind after stuff.
Say more. Read the Rambam again.
Hello?
Yeah.
From where?
Wherever you want. Why did I bold that phrase?
Not like the Shema the first place. Not the Rambam's fault.
Let's give Romy a chance. Why did I bold that phrase?
I think he's implying that the critical part of the origin here is the scene I'm trying to read him.
Say more about that.
And therefore, I mean, that's what he said Phil Kato. I mean, I think it's like a full-fledged Gershon.
What's a full-fledged Gershon?
The scene in front of Aiden, and the problem with the tziva, or the problem with getting at the tziva, is like a technical point. It's like not what we want to happen in the top of the table. But...
Say more.
Very non-specific. you good. Okay.
That's not what I'm saying here. What is it? What's...
You basically think that if you do one part of regression well and don't do the other part, then you flip on your regression.
Well, what part was not done well? Which part was done well?
The tziva was done well. Let's call that. Let's call that the tziva not being done well. And the tzina was done well.
No, what was done well?
The tzina.
The tzina was done well. Why was the Nesina done well?
Because the Rambam gave it in front of the agent.
Yeah, what's significant about that? Is he just saying that the Nesina was done well? Ezra?
That like it outweighs what happened before. I mean, like, there's different steps.
How do they mean by outweighs?
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's, even though before it wasn't done correctly, now that
there's,
I think
this
is what Romy's saying,
now that the
scene was done correctly, it doesn't matter what happened before. Why doesn't it matter what happened before? Josh? I mean, the reason why tiva is important, you might say, is I don't know, I think like we're trying to capture like the husband's das, like, or it's just going to get, I don't know, something like that. And then, you know, you might have failed to do that at the tiva, but I mean, if you do it right at the scene, maybe you're accomplishing what you needed at the tiva, which is like connecting his das with the get to her shiluah or something.
Meaning what?
Ah, oh, man.
Not that easy.
There are different steps to gerushin that you should accomplish different things. It's not necessarily that this has to accomplish this, and that has to accomplish that. You can accomplish various things through various steps.
Let me put the question differently.
Okay.
Is when you read this Rambam, is Rambam saying what you knew all along about get yashan? You all read the sugya in Ayin Tes. So I'm just telling us Ayin Tes. Get yashan lo sinasa l'chatchila v'bidyevet etzchal. Does he add some color to that makes us think, that gives us additional color in our original question? Our original question was, is this just a chshash of shemiyam ugita kodem levna?
That's how
he does end that. Just an Ishlo Chathila. I'm saying, does Ram add anything to the Gemara here? Rumi? What?
Obviously, the answer is
No, the answer.
Well, yeah, I think you're all getting you're very close to I think the important for the salient point, which is let's look at the Magen Mishnah's comment on this, and then let's look at the Magen Mishnah on the bottom of 13. This is the Magen Mishnah commenting on Tes Chafei. Tes Chafei is the Kal V'chomer Rambam. Right, the Kal V'chomer from Lana Yimah B'Pundiki to the Yichud between the Tzivui and the Ksiva. Yes? So Magen Mishnah is all upset. How could you have a Kal V'chomer? How could you say the Getz Batel? Etc., etc. Right? He says something very interesting. So look at this. V'lo dami l'get yashan. Why is the case of
yichud between Sibui to the Edom and the Sofer different from the case of get yashan? What's the din in the case of the tzivui and nisyachedim alachra tzivui, according to Rambam? In uget. What's the din in the case of get yashan, according to Rambam? Lo sinase l'chadchila. What does the Magen Mishnah say? Well, dami l'get yashan. Rami, read it for us. Top of 14. What's he saying?
He basically thinks that the husband has a chance to, concretize and change his mind to another man.
How?
So, well, if you go back to our case, meaning in the case in the Ramadan that we just saw, so that can be able to give another get, shows that he's put again, his mind, changed his mind again.
The fact that he...
Meaning, he started to get worse, then he decided not to, clearly, because he had used to look at his actions, so that he actually changed his mind, he had used to look at. But then, he had another way of compromising his, changing his mind a second time, by giving him again.
Right. Or by giving her, In other words, the get yashan case. Let's go back to that one's formulation clearly. So this is back on page.
He hadn't had a chance to do that. It wouldn't have been good.
So this is the highlighted phrase. Harizim megarash of tinas lechatchila. Why is tinas lechatchila? Sharei nichtav lishma. What does that seem to imply? That there was a new Maisa Gerushin that was created by the Nesina Bifne Edim. In fact, what the Rambam here is probably referring to is Bifne Edim Mesira. Right? So there's a Maisa Gerushin now that we could view as the Maisa Gerushin. That's totally subsequent or new to the Yichud. Anybody see that? So you don't even have to view the interruption of the Yichud as having done anything consequential. Yeah, the Yichud maybe was a pagam, it undercut the original Ksivas Aget. But now there's something about the Mais and the Sinas Aget Bifnei Edim that makes it as if it's a new get. That's kosher in virtue of a new in virtue of a Maisa Nesina Bifnei Edim Mesira. But in the case of the Tzivoy L'Sofer, there's no new act on the half on behalf of the Baal that would have rehabilitated the get. That's the distinction of the Magen Mishnah. Why am I emphasizing this? Because the Chiddush here is that the Rambam seems to be saying, what does the Yichud? Let's talk. In the case of get yashan, what does the yichud do? So you could have said, "Oh, it's just a chash." And that's not a big deal. That's lo sinase v'lechatchil. That's all it is. Was there any pgam in the get maker? I didn't know.
It's all just a chash. And we have a gita kodam of no. And that chash just generates a psula chetchila. The Rambam doesn't say that. But the Rambam says that, yeah, big deal. There was a yichud la'achar v'ksivas haget. That is a pigam in the get. It's a get puzzle. Oh, but you know what? Even a get puzzle could be rehabilitated if it has a proper ma'aseh nesina b'fnei edei mesira. Did you see the major move? If you read the Rambam this way, which is what the Magen Mishnah is saying. The Magen Mishnah is saying is that there's something special about the get yashan case in that the ma'aseh nesina b'fnei edei mesira rehabilitates it. But that implies that the actual yichud subsequent to the ksiva saget does damage to the get itself. It's not just a chashash of zir shem yom magida kodem lavna. Or whatever that chashash is, it undercuts the get. But you could strengthen it by a later ma'isa nesina b'fnei edei mesira. That's the chiddush I wanted to take out of the Rambam. Yes? Wild, Ezra? I think it's very chiddush. Romy and Josh. And then we'll call it a day.
Why is
it kashya b'diavad?
Yeah.
Because you did a nesina b'fnei edei mesira. The chiddush is enough to imbue your das gerushin if you have a get that was written lishma. But here's the nafkamina: if there was no new ma'isa nesina, the get wouldn't be kosher.
Well,
from the Baal, a proactive ma'isa nesina of the Baal. You have an easy nafkamina. You give the get to a shliach. Meaning, you have a case of a get yashan that was held by a shliach. That's the nafkamina. There's no new ma'isa gerushin of the ha of the Baal that read.
Meaning, in case of
the case of the shliach is, imagine I write a get tiva lishma. I give it to a shliach to give to my wife. I have yichud with my wife subsequent to giving it to the shliach. According to the Rambam, it would turn out that if you're lacking the nasan la'ata be'edim kehil chaso, if the Magen Mishnah is right, that you need a new ma'isa from the Baal to show that he is das lagarish, hasam hu atzmo asa ma'isa aksiva achar yichud. Does he mean the ma'isa aksiva or it's ma'isa nesina? Probably means like a ma'isa nesina. But if you gave it to a shliach and you had no new ma'isa, the get yashan would be bata. Apostle. Rumi, you want to follow up? And
yeah, meaning what, then in the case of Sibyl Aiden and Sofer, why shouldn't it be also custody? Yet, meaning it's not true that there's no opportunity for him to correct it.
Again?
It's not true that there's no opportunity for the Baal to correct it. He should be able to correct it the same way. He should write the get, sign the get, and then he'll get it.
In which case, the Sibyl Baal case?
Yeah.
And then Sibyl Baal case?
That's what I was
going to
say. You just might need to fix it.
And then Sibyl Aiden and Sofer.
Yeah.
I think the answer is yeah, meaning in one case I think you need the proper ingredients to be in place. So for example, and maybe this is where the degrees things is not a helpful way of thinking about it, right? So like the chalos, the get has to be written, the kashrus. So if you did a normal ksivas aget, everything was there, and then you had a yichud, the yichud undercuts what was done. But what was done could be rehabilitated through a proper nesina. One second. But if you didn't have the ingredients for a get yet, all you had was a tziboy leidim lo sofer, and then you're mafsik that with a yichud, you can't rehabilitate the tziboy leidim lo sofer by a later nesina saget, because there wasn't enough there to rehabilitate. I think that's what you'd have to say. Right, so you need a get in order to rehabilitate. You need a get that was nifsal that gets rehabilitated. If you have a tzibui l'sofer, you never had a kosher tziba saget. So you can't chazer b'neir it. That's, I think, the distinction. Right, so maybe that's why it's better to think in stages of kosher get, as opposed to just saying degrees in gears. We could be more precise about that as we get in. Yeah, Ezra.
In the Bible, it's important that we can, like, according to the sheet, that's like Rambam, like, each state, like, the view of in each stage of Gerushin. And does that make sense with the one?
One more time.
I mean, I was just curious because, like, the Marmon is a really unique position in this, and I was just wondering, like, is it consistent throughout?
Yad Chazaka.
No, not just, but I'm saying throughout the stages of Gerushin, like, when I'm come up with, like,
we have to analyze it very precisely. We don't have enough traction yet on the Rambam's views and everything to nail it down. Yeah, we could do that. We can't do that and finish this in a week, but we could do that. Yeah. Let me just say one more thing before we all run. The Rush in Gittin, Chas Chas, you have it here on page 12. Kobe, what's the matter? I'm mafsik the Maisa Shiluach by adding another mucker here. The Gittin in Chas Chas says, he cites that Rama, who distinguishes on the Get Yashan case between a case where the husband gives the get subsequent to the Yichud and the case where the husband initially wrote the get, gave it to a Shliach, and now it's the Shliach who's giving the get after Yichud. The Rosh is very clear that if it's a case of a shliach. Let's see.
There's not as much problem because there's more problem.
There's more of a problem, exactly. He says, look, if im nasnu lo habal achar ha'yichud, then tinase lechatchila. Right? Aval, hecha diyatza haget mitachas yado kodim ha'yichud, ben nasnu lo ha'shliach l'achar ha'yichud, lo sinase lechatchila. Right, so he thinks that there's a difference. It's more, the get is more problematic when there's no maisa of the baal to rehabilitate it. When there's a maisa of the baal to rehabilitate it, that makes the get more kosher, according to the Rama cited in the Rush.
I thought it was from that if the baal is doing the actions, then he's less likely to be upheaved by the woman.
He says. Well,
it isn't a completion for why that matters, but you're taking the point of that.
Correct. Right. We'll talk about the Ramaz, but we'll talk about his rationale for why his rationale is different than the Rambam's rationale.
Or you're trying to apply that point.
Yeah, I'm just the din, just the difference in halacha. For him, it's an umdina in the Rama. But you see, Ladina, there's this important distinction between whether the get was given by a shliach versus the baal. And whether or not it's going to rehabilitate the Get Yashan. You could use that as the next, that distinction in Din for my analysis of the Rambam, that the Get Yashan apostles the Get, but it's rehabilitated by the Edim Mesira of Bishasma. But that wouldn't be true if you didn't have a Mice in the Sina from the Baal, i.e. it was a case where you gave the Get Biyad Shliach already. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll wrap up Get Yashan probably in our next year. Shka.
No, Rosh.
No, Rosh. No, Rosh.